Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Yo, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy, Kaz. Evidently, I'm by myself tonight, so fuck it. I'm going to ride this solo. You know what I'm saying? I'm kicking back, relaxing, got my drinks with me. Fuck it. I don't know where the hell part of time is, but we ain't going to worry about that tonight. So what we're going to do, we're going to get it started. We're going to run a little song, then we're going to come back. We're going to get it on and pop it. All right, now.
Bring
yo, what's up? What's up? We back. What's going on, people? We on and popping. Hey, okay, I see the lines hopping already. What's up? Miss Candy, what's good, baby?
What's up with you?
Chilling. Hold on 1 sec. I see we got my boy on here. Wait, what's up, baby?
Good, man, what's good?
Chilling. What's good with you, pimpin'?
Same old shit, just another glorious day, brother.
I hear you. Okay, I already see. She act like she ain't gonna press that one button, so I'm gonna press it 4. Janine, what's up, baby?
I thought I had pushed it.
Nah, you ain't pushed it. But inconspicuous by his absence is father time. In other words, I don't know where the fuck he at. So, I'm just going to be real with y'all. I don't know where the fuck he at. I don't know what the fuck he doing. So I was him earlier. The rat pastor said he's going to be on the show and he a no-show. What y'all think? I think we need to kick his ass off the show. I got my cousin Big Boy, Big Pook in the background. So if y'all hear somebody cracking up laughing, that's my cousin Big Pook. We down here in the dungeon, networking and politicking about that Patron, Bruce. So you know we had to get lifted off that Patron.
Mm-hmm.
What's good, people? All that's your boy. What's going on? Wait. y'all know it's Tuesday, so on Tuesdays we air it out. So what's the beef you got? I know you got some beef today, Will. You always got a beef about something.
Oh, you look. I got a damn beef with all them damn white choppers that give you a look like you stealing something. They can kiss my black ass. And I mean that.
Oh, that kicks your ass, man. I mean, what happened, dog?
Dude, you know, I'm up there, you know, I'm helping with Salvation Army, you know, and all. You know, you just standing there, you know, speak to them, like, how you doing? They look like you about to rob me. You're like, well, damn, fuck you, too.
You ain't got that damn mask on your face, do you?
I ain't put no mask on. I said, I should.
Oh.
They looking at you like you got one on.
Nah, well, I don't know about that. Now, we can't say all people like that because our girl Candy. What's up, baby?
What's up, man?
You don't be looking at motherfuckers like that, do you?
I don't give a damn what they do.
You know the up and down look. You know what look I'm talking about, that up and down look like. Mm-hmm.
If I look up and down at you, that means I'm looking at you for a reason, not to be wondering, oh, is he going to stick that in his pocket? That ain't my shit. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, girl, you sure you ain't got no black in you?
I'm positive.
Well, shit, you still got all.
I have black in me when
what?
I go to
do
my
business.
Yeah, I know you got black. I know you didn't have black up in you, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. I know you didn't have black up in you, but that is what I'm talking about.
And black coming out of me when I gave birth.
So you had black coming in, going out.
Going out, coming in.
In and out.
Right, well, you keep fucking around here in Sin City, you're going to get some more black up in you.
It's all good.
All right, okay. Janae,
I'll make
up,
sure
baby?
I put you on my appointment.
Y'all clowning already. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Nothing. Just laying
what's
in my bed.
My food at?
Laying in
what
the bed.
What you doing in there?
I'm laying right, down. I'm laying down naked like I always am.
Well, shit, what's my address? I'm on my motherfucking way.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about as a fan. Now, you sit there and you get butt naked to listen to Sin City. I love that.
Man, I think she should get the number one fan award.
Man, shit. You done seen the pictures, man. You already know she get that.
No doubt.
Well, All right, Candy, we're going to try this, baby. All right?
Okay.
You know, I know how me and you, we go back and forth with this, but I got faith in you this week. Okay?
Okay.
What's on your mind, baby?
I do have a question.
What's up?
I do have I want y'all's opinion on something.
I said let it ride.
Oh, okay. Say you grew up with, you know, this person, whether it be male or female. And then down the road, you guys have the same baby daddy. Okay? But you guys continue to be friends. Okay? What do you guys think about that? I mean, you're still friends to this day.
Well, if y'all feel shit strong enough to that, then go ahead.
But, you know, you got all these people. Well, how can you be friends with this certain person, or how can you be friends with that?
They hate us.
There we go.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
Okay, well, let me ask the first question. Now, I mean, let me ask this first question. I mean, was he either one of y'all men? I mean, was he your man or was he her man, or it was just somebody y'all both just happened to be fucking?
Well, I don't know if it was all that. I mean, for someone like that, you can't be you can't tie. He ain't got really no woman. He's everybody's man, okay?
Oh, he's community property.
Huh?
He's community property.
Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't, you know, my man or this man or that man. You know what I'm saying? It was just everybody's man.
So did y'all get pregnant at the same time?
Did we do what?
Y'all got pregnant at the same time?
Well, yeah.
Well, hell, I give that man a hand and a pat on the back, shit.
We ain't talking about him.
Oh.
I mean, so in other words,
we cool as hell. You know what I'm saying? We cool as hell. We can sit around, we can kick it, go out and kick it, we can sit back and talk to each other about our lives, you know, because we grew up since Pampers together.
I mean,
and we're there also, too.
Did y'all know?
Yeah, we knew.
Y'all
knew
fucking, right? Oh, well, shit. Yeah. Keep moving.
Yeah,
y'all I mean, that's
cool.
Just my opinion. I'm going to ask Janine, from a woman's point of view, what you think?
I mean, if y'all both knew.
I mean, could you kick it with that girl?
Yeah.
Did you worry about what other people thought?
No, I don't think about what other people.
Right. Plus, you know, you're there for the kids, too. You know what I'm saying? That's another plus.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids are going to be brother and sister anyway. Regardless if you have beef. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say fuck with everybody else think. If y'all can kick it, y'all down with it, fuck with everybody else think.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Y'all the ones got to live with it. Y'all the ones dealing with it.
I'm in all agreement with that. I mean, y'all kids got to grow up around each other anyway, so ain't no sense of y'all having all this bitter animosity towards each other. Might as well be a cordial release for the kids.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if y'all honestly get along, that's even better. Shit. People, the ones that's speaking on that, that's because they shit ain't going right. That's usually how it goes. You know, misery loves company.
Hey, I was just about to say that. Misery loves company.
You know that.
But now,
you sure are true.
All right.
That
so
sure
now,
is true.
Let me ask y'all a question now since we got that out of the way. I need to know something. I need to know about this morning sex. What is it? I mean, I be hearing a lot of I know we got certain women that love morning sex, and we got some that hate morning sex. Let me ask you, Janine, like morning sex?
Yes, I love it.
You love morning sex?
Yes.
All right, so what time you usually get up?
I'll be in the bed just waiting on it to knock at my door.
All right, baby, what time you get up?
What time you expect me to? I even have coffee for you.
No, because I heard women say that they don't like to have sex in the morning because of the day. They don't like having sex in the daylight.
What?
I always heard that morning sex supposed to be the best sex.
Well, that's a self-conscious thing.
Wait, man, hold on, people. Hold on. We got a new call in.
What's going down, cuz?
What's up, man? Who this?
Shit, it's your cuz, nigga. Just left you, nigga.
Oh, okay. Damn, man. Big boy, what? I'm going on that patrol, big boy. Hey, I'm going on that patrol.
Shit, me too. Me too.
So bring another one back. Let's get it finished. Let's get it on the crack.
Oh, man, shit. I'm going to try to make it back, man. I wanted to just had to stop me, man. I told him I ain't got nothing.
That was my boy Steve-O. He good people. He like that. He made sure the snow was off the ground. He made sure that the garbage took out. Man, don't worry about it. Hey, but now I was asking the question, dog. I was asking about morning sex. You say, brother, you have sex in the morning?
Me?
Yeah, you, big boy. Well, you have sex in the morning.
Shit, what's wrong with it?
I mean, because you got a lot of women around here that don't believe in it, man. I mean, what about you? Wait a minute. Okay, hold on, man. What about you, Tandy? You like having sex in the morning? I'm not talking about with your man. I mean, if your little friend come over, you know, just say y'all a couple of months strong or whatever, and he like, shit, hey, it's about 8:30 in the morning. You like, hey, what's up? I want you naked. Do you do it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, now see, I mean, the conversation came up. I heard the conversation. They was like, nah. I guess that goes back to what you just said, Jadeen. I guess it's all about that. Because they're like, nah, he ain't going to be seeing me like that early in the morning. Fuck you, man. He ain't going to see you like that. I mean, you really think he don't know what you look like?
I mean, exactly.
He had been with you all night, so what's the difference of seeing you in the morning?
He was drunk then, goddammit. You know, he's sobered up. He's starting to see a little straighter now.
I mean, sooner or later, he's going to spend the night or something, you know what I'm saying?
That's why they're going to try to keep you drunk.
I got a question. I mean, excuse me. I didn't mean to cut y'all, Cass, man, but I had a question, man, that it just,
what's up, dog?
Just popped in my head. Okay. Yeah. When you with a woman for a long time, and she finally farted in front of you. What you think?
Mm-mm. That's
nice. I'm just, you know, you know, like you've been with a bra for a long time. This is what I think of it. You've been with a woman for like a long time, for a year or so, 2 years. And she farted in front of you. Instead of going to the back or something. What you think about that shit? See, I'm gonna hear what you say, cause then I'm gonna tell you what I think about it.
I'm gonna tell you like this, man.
You still don't get it, do you? Huh?
I still don't get it. I can't see it.
You say
what do you mean by a time together? Like y'all been around for a while? How long is a while?
Y'all been going together. I'd say a couple of months. you know, the first few months, you know, when she get up, she had to fart, she'd go in the back and, you know, and do her little poop, then come back. Then one day, you
but
know, after a couple months,
so
y'all
wait
sitting
minute,
there.
But wait a minute, hold up. I'm saying, you said y'all just laying in the bed and she just let one rip.
Just let one rip.
Okay, now this is what I got to add now. If she did some shit like that, I'm going to have to tell her.
Oh, so you done lost some of the
fucking money. Thank you, exactly. I feel like the brother goddamn stopped having respect for me or something. You know, first she used to get up.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We all didn't hear that. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now. This is what I'm going to tell you. Now, you just sat in there and you let one rip.
Oh, so you done lost your motherfucking mind.
You lost your motherfucking mind. I'm like, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Oh, what the fuck? You done lost your thinking, you know. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't wrong. That's all.
Now, hold on. We got to get the woman's opinion. Wait a minute, hold on. We got somebody new calling in.
How you doing?
Caller, what's happening? What's
How
up,
you
baby?
Doing?
How you
Not
doing?
Not much.
Who is it?
I'm doing
Who
good.
Is this sweetness?
Sweetness. Sweetness.
This sweetness. Yeah. Sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you from last week. Mm-hmm. You forgot what we talked about, girl?
No. No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay, as long as you remember. Okay. Hey, but no, dog. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask mama. Do y'all feel that's appropriate? Janine, you feel that's appropriate?
No, that's not appropriate.
So would you get up out the bed? Now, we done been together like 6 months now. Would you get out the bed?
I was with my husband for 10 years, and he never saw me do that.
See, I figured you've been doing it all this time. Why stop? You've been getting out, going, you know. You stop. I feel like, man, you're finna just total disrespect me now. If you feel you can hide it from me, you can do whatever the fuck you want to. Nah. Nah.
Okay. Well, now, let me ask you, do you let it rip in front of her?
I'm a man.
Exactly. Y'all do that all the time.
I'm a man. If I got a... My bad, baby. You better hope I ain't drunk and hold your hand under the cover.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
And that's still nasty. It's still nasty.
I mean, I didn't say it was. I said,
you mean you flipping the, then you flapping the covers all around so we could smell it?
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah.
I don't want to smell that.
Yeah. That one is funny, though. Y'all got it. That one is funny.
Shit. Flapping like a man. What? What, I supposed to keep that shit by me? Nah, we supposed to share anything, baby. I'm just playing.
All right, Miss Sweetness, what's
yeah.
cracking with you tonight? What's up
nah,
with you?
Nothing much. Nothing much.
Right. Nah. Do I got to cut the music on you again? Because you always quiet. You are always quiet on me. You going to talk to me tonight?
Am I going to what?
You going to talk to me tonight?
Yeah, I'll talk to you tonight.
Or do I got to seduce you again?
Or do you got to what?
Or do I got to seduce you again?
Do whatever you want to.
Nah, so what's going on in your world tonight?
Not much, really.
Nothing much?
Nope. Not a day, nothing at all.
Not enough, huh?
Nothing at all.
What did he say? Don't nobody say it like you, sweetie. Not another. Hey, y'all know what? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put somebody on blast tonight. My co-host, the Rat Bastard. All the time.
He's talking about that Rat Bastard all the time. Where he at?
I don't know where the son of a bitch at. Okay, this son of a bitch called me and asked me, do I got anything ready for the show? I said, yeah, I got everything ready. What's happening? Yeah, well, shit, make sure you got everything ready. Y'all know this son of a bitch ain't called me. Wait a minute, I'm going to do the Bernie Mac. This motherfucker ain't called me not one time to tell me that he wasn't going to be on the motherfucking show. I should call this motherfucker and cuss his motherfucking ass out.
I wish you could get a prank number on his ass.
I mean, this is really fucked up. This motherfucker ain't Hold up, man. You know what?
Ain't what called, ain't checked nothing, huh?
Ain't called, ain't checked in. I mean, I'm like, what the fuck? What part of the game is this? I mean, so let me ask y'all, who all out here really missing father time? Because we going to say fuck it tonight.
What'd you say?
Andy, you miss- I said, who missed a Papa Tiger? We're going to say fuck him tonight.
I don't give a big fuck. Fuck him. Still my nigga, but fuck him.
They went fuck it. That's some bitch. I mean, ain't called or nothing.
That's all right. I came for you.
Nah, well, please don't say it like that, brother.
Hey, Rose is a fine bitch. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say bitch. Female.
Hell. Hey, man, shit. It's internet radio. You say what you want. All you call me the bitch, I don't give a fuck.
You know they snow. By the time, might be snowed in somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I forgot about that,
man. You know they snowed in.
Hey, let me ask y'all. Who, nah, you know what I'm saying? I know normally we always go crazy shit, but I got to ask this question. Who the fuck went to work yesterday?
I did it.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Well, anybody that had to work outside.
I did it.
Work outside.
I did it.
Shit,
it was cold as hell. Yeah, it was cold as a motherfucker, too. Cold as hell. Today was like a summer day compared to yesterday.
Yeah, you ain't bullshitting. You ain't bullshitting. I'm going to tell you right now, I did not go to work.
Shit, I had thermos and three pairs of socks and two thermo shirts, two coats, and still was cold. I had the mask on yesterday, though. Damn right, I was robbing yesterday. I was cold. I didn't care.
That's fucked up, man. I mean, days like that, man, I think that, like, come on, Gary was not prepared for a day like that.
I saw about four cars in a ditch. On my way to work, people was in ditches over there on Harrison. Rose was terrible. And Gary.
That's what I'm saying. Gary was not prepared for that. And that's fucked up that they weren't prepared for it. Y'all knew this shit was coming. Motherfuckers said it. The weatherman said it a week ago. Hey, Gary, y'all going to be fucked up.
Yeah, when they watched the games on Sunday, they should have knew when that roof fell in Minnesota. They should have knew we was going to get that shit.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I know it was fucked up. I mean, how many of y'all actually, I mean, all right, Janine, did you drive to work?
Yes, I did.
Did you make it on time?
Of course not.
Oh, I was about to say, you a good one, then. You was a good one.
Okay, Janine, what time are you supposed to be at work?
8:30.
What time did you get there?
11.
God
damn. The clothes was bad.
Well, he told me to take my time, so I did.
Oh, yeah, he said I could take me another nap. Yeah. I get up about another hour, y'all. I'm still on my way. I'm still driving.
Hold up. Hold up, he said take your time, right?
Yeah.
Now, Janine, I'm going to have to tell you what he was really thinking when you walked in there. This is what he was thinking.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hey, I meant like, hey, baby, you going to get, come on now. I know he's probably going to take a little bit of time, but 11 o'clock? 11 o'clock. Hold on. We got a new caller calling in. Let's see what we got. Caller, what's happening?
What's up with it, man? It's your boy Hit.
Hit, that's just who I was waiting on, man. Check this out, y'all. This is my guy right here, my boy Hit. We
IVH in the house.
Right. We finna sit down, man. We finna sit here. We on networking politics. Y'all give me a few minutes. I'm finna holler at my guy Hitch. I've been waiting on him to call in all night. I said, man. Hey, first thing, how's it going, brother?
Man, everything good, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate being on the show. You already know what it is.
Okay. Now, Hitch, I gotta ask. First question, man. I'm finna play it right now. I mean, I'm playing while I'm talking to you, but right here.
This ain't no fairy tale, though, nigga.
What was the concept, dog?
I mean, man, you know, it was just, you know, a lot of memories from the hood. You know, they tearing the hood down, so I wanted everybody to know, you know, what we about, what we represent, and let them know that we ain't gone nowhere. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. I mean, but, man, you hit the Elvis Taylor Roy and these things, man. When I heard it, I was just sitting there like, oh, hell no. You just put the pen to the pen and just said, fuck it, huh?
Hey, man, to be real with you, man, I don't even write, man. I just went in the booth, man, and said what was on the top of my brain, man.
So you just walked in the studio like, fuck it, man. I'm just going to put this down like this.
Man, that's what it
is,
man.
You know that's the Ivanhoe anthem, right? You know, hey, you know, we grew up right down the street from each other, dog. So, hey, you know, when I heard that, I'm sitting at 11th Ave. Shay Street. Hey, man, you know, I was too geek when I heard that. I'm like, okay, that's what I'm talking about, dog. I mean, but so how the album doing, man?
Man, it's doing good, man. I ain't getting nothing but good reviews, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's copping it and supporting, they loving what they hear, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that all day.
Okay. I gotta ask the question, man. I mean, a lot of people don't know, but shit, man, how did you get started on this?
Well, with the music
man. Yeah, the music thing, man.
Man, you know, man, music, man, that was like my second love, man, since I was a shorty, man. You know what I'm saying? I always loved music, and I always did something with it, even if it wasn't nothing but just in the hood, you know, walking around beatboxing. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, but it was cats like Mike McCoy and Galen Jackson, cats like that, that kind of like pushed me to really do it, you know, because they used to always, you know, they had their little rap groups growing up, and they used to always be like, man, y'all little cats don't know what y'all talking about, man, y'all don't know how to do this. So, you know, me and my guy T-Bone, rest in peace, we challenged them one day, man. And we won, you know what I'm saying? And after that day, man, you know what I'm saying? They just encouraged me to do it even more. So I stuck with it.
Okay. Well, check it out, man. I got another question to ask you, man. I mean, you know, like I say, nigga, we grew up, you know, right down the street from each other, man. What made you leave all that other bullshit alone and just focus on the music, man?
I mean, man, you know, I feel like, man, I made it through a lot. I was still here, you know, and a lot of, you know, the cats was dead and gone. And I just felt like, man, I need to, you know what I'm saying, use that energy in a positive way, man, instead of, you know, being out here in the streets, because I could have been one of them that fell to the wayside. So I say, you know what, I'm finna take my talent and I'm finna use it because, you know what I'm saying, I'm still here for a reason.
Okay. Man, I'm feeling that. Dude, I got to ask a question now. I mean, I'll be on Facebook, and I'll be looking, what the hell is Mammy?
Mammy? Man,
yeah,
it really just mean on my mama, you know what I'm saying? It's just another way of saying
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Mammy, hey, try to look up on Facebook, I'm like, Mammy, what the fuck do Mammy mean?
Yeah,
right,
you know,
I was kind of lost on that one.
Instead of being like, oh, that girl right there, man, she fine in the mug, man. On my mama, she fine. You know, man, she cold, man. Mammy. Same thing.
Mammy.
You know, just
okay.
A shorter version of it, that's all.
Okay, man. All right, now, I got to, you know what I'm saying, I always be on your Facebook page. I'll be checking to see what new music you're putting out, what you're doing, man. And I kind of see that you got a kind of little discrepancy. I ain't going to even say it's even a beef, but it's like, I don't know if I want to say a war of words or something with you and Youngboy. Now, I don't know this guy personally, but it's just like I kind of see it. So, I mean, what's going on with that, man?
I mean, you know, really, you know, to be all in all honesty, man, that's a cat that, you know what I'm saying, I always helped out. I always looked out for, you know what I'm saying, he turned his back on me in a time when I needed, you know, I needed people in my corner. You know what I'm saying? So I just expressed that. And you know, the only way I could express it was on FB because he won't answer his phone. He won't meet up with me face-to-face like a man. So that's the only way I can get that out. You dig?
Oh, okay. I mean, so in other words, if y'all, because, I mean, this ain't nothing that is like, all right, if I see you, this going to happen. If you see me, that's going to happen. This probably something, if y'all could just sit down, y'all could probably squash it, right?
I mean, man, we probably could, man, you know. But like I said, you know, he won't be a man about the situation. You know what I mean? He avoid me. Then he trying to get other people involved that ain't got nothing to do with it at the same time.
Okay. Because I was wondering, man, I'm like, okay, because, you know, I'm sitting there, man, I got the album in front of me, you know what I'm saying? I see, you know, he got some tracks on there with you, he mixed some of the music with you, so I'm like, well, I don't know, maybe it was this a chance right now, you can get out what you want to say, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, network politics, maybe I'll sit down, chop it up, whatever.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? If he was in this area, you know, which he ain't, he'd have took the steel and ran back to Texas, you know. If he was around here, maybe we could sit down and talk about it. But, you know, like I said, man, he stirring up things with me and other guys that, you know, ain't even got nothing to do with what's going on, you know. And they don't even know the whole story, you know.
Okay. All right, man, I got the question. The song you got on here, Six Stop Check. Now, check this out, dog. You know, I'm at the gas station. I'm doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? Guy, matter of fact, he called himself Unknown.
Uh-huh.
He like, okay, man, check this out, man. I got this CD for sale. You know what I'm saying? He like, man, I'll let you hear a couple of songs. Nah, I get your CD. He got your song on that Six Star Chick saying it's him. Guy named Unknown.
Yeah, he said it was him. On the song?
Hey,
you serious?
He said it. Seriously. I meant to holler at you about that at the album release party.
Wow.
But it kind of slipped my mind. But the guy, his name is Unknown.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay, so you know he got it on his CD.
Man, my guy Smooth, which is supposed to be his CEO, reached out to me and told me that he's putting out a mixtape. Asked me, can I shoot him a track? So that's the track I shot him. Man, I never knew this mixtape got released. I wonder what happened, like, when y'all putting it out. I didn't know that's what they was doing with it, man. You just enlightened me on something.
Yeah, because, I mean, I got it in my car, because I'm telling you, when I got the CD from you, I'm bumping it in the car, because, you know, I was feeling the song. And then when I hear you, I'm like, wait, hold up. Man, wait a minute, this the same song. So I go back,
wow.
I look at the CD, and I play it again. It's the same song.
Wow,
I'm just letting you know, my man, he on something, man. He on something.
Catch that thirsty, huh? So.
Yeah, dog, they that thirsty, man, because he's definitely taking your song. He's taking your song, and he's going around, and he's saying it's him. That matter of fact, that was the first track he played for me. He played that track for me first. And that's the song that made me buy
it. Hey, man, this music's something else, man. That's why I like, you know what I'm saying, kicking it with my guys from the hood, man. You know, these rapper dudes, man, I don't know about them, man.
Man, I'm just trying to wise you up. You my guy, so I'm gonna wise you up on it, man.
Wow.
Hey, hold up, man. I see somebody online that probably want to holler at you. Hold up, one second, man.
All right.
Yo, Dizzle.
What's up, nigga? What's happening?
What's happening, dog? Hold that whipple boy hit. You know what I'm saying? Doing it big.
Oh yeah, for sure. What's up, my nigga?
What's good with it, fam?
Man, shit, chilling, man. Just at the bar, man. Having a couple drinks, man. Hell yeah, man. That album is fire, man. That shit's straight fire, man. Everybody listen, if you ain't got it, you need to go get that Hitsville USA. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's all love, my nigga.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, well, like I said, no, hey, man, you need to go and put your page on facebook.com. We already got your videos up, man. We got your videos. I got your video. You know I had to put that video up on my page, right? You know I had to put that on my site. Got that video on there, man. I know you're busy, man, so I ain't going to keep you too long, man. I just want to, you know what I'm saying? I want you to recognize that, you know, your boy got love for you. You know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to do it in the G, man.
For sure. And the love mutual, nigga. You already know.
Okay, okay. But check this out, dog, before you go, man. Hey, I'm gonna play this one joint. This the joint that I like the most, man. I'm going to play this one, man. It was good hearing from you, though, dog.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you having me, Sam.
All right, man. Much love, it.
Love, my nigga.
Okay, okay.
Motherfucker, I'm ill. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay,
Wookie, you're
okay.
A goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
He's
a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay,
Wookie, you're
okay.
A goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
He's
a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay,
Wookie, you're
okay.
A goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
He's
a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay,
Wookie, you're
okay.
A goon, but what's
burn
a goon to a dog?
Motherfucker,
a cardiac arrest. Sick like swine, flew harder than the rest. Flows like syrup, cause I had you leaning. I'm rocking up coke for the club fiending. Yeah, I spit crack round my way, we call it pill. One hit of this, now your whole body still. That's why they keep coming back. I'm feeling like a running back. Touchdown, I'm feeling like I'm running rap. You can kick it off, watch your boy run it back. And we can bet on that. Put up 100 racks, go record 100 tracks. And I spit one verse that'll crumble that. I take your big ego and humble that. I hide your ass scared to even mumble back. I thought you was a gangster, what a gun smoke at?
Where
it's none of y'all don't want that. Cause you're fucking with us. With us.
He's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay.
Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
Yeah.
He's a dog. He's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay.
Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
Yeah.
He's a dog. He's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay.
Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
It's
a dog. He's a dog. He's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay.
Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
Nothing, you ain't scaring nothing. All bark but no bite, bitch, I know you're bluffing. It's Thanksgiving Day and you the turkey with the stuffing. I'm about to get my grub on, you looking kinda scrumptious. Round my way, your nickname is Sweet Potato Pie. But in the booth, you swear you gangster like it ain't a lie. I see right through ya, I got x-ray vision. You don't wanna see me with that SK spitting. AK chopping, AR clapping.
I am serious.
Straight acting like they tougher than Tenactin. But I make them fall like an airplane crashing. Yeah, cause I'm the best in the game, bitch. That's why your girl want me, nigga. You be on that lame shit. I know you're mad, but I'm the wrong one to bang with. I shoot like MJ, I'm in a zone, and I can't miss.
He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay.
Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
Yeah,
he's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay.
Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
It's a
beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay.
Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
It's a beast,
he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit.
Okay.
Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
Nigga, it's your boy hit,
Motherfucker, I'm ill.
I'm a motherfucking problem, nigga. Coulda asked about it, Reppin' that motherfucking smooth face in this bitch.
Motherfucker, I'm ill.
Niggas sick, nigga, y'all motherfuckers can't fuck with hit.
He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit. Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog? He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit. Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog? He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit. Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog? He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking rabbit. Wookie, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a dog?
motherfucker, I'm ill.
Yo, 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 we back, we back, we back. Yo, hey, hey, Hicks.
She always says, I know that me and Adrian would get along.
Yo, Hitch, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm right here, fam. I ain't went nowhere.
Okay, man. Let everybody know where they can cop that album at, man.
Man, Hitchville USA, man. You can get it online at iTunes. Go to cdbaby.com. Or if you in the hood, man, go to your local mom and pop record store. If you can't find it there, get at me on Facebook at your boy Hit or Twitter at your boy Hit, and I'll get it to you.
Bad enough, man. I say, man, hey, you up with Stay on the Line, man. You network politics with us tonight, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I can hang out for a minute. I ain't doing too much.
Okay, okay. Hey, y'all, for y'all that just don't know, your boy just got on here. Bob Time just entered the building, a.k.a. Eddie Kane Jr.
Hey, Tom.
What's up, y'all?
Eddie Kane Jr. just entered the building, slides in as usual.
Yeah, I'm
alone. Hey, you must have told him you could be late too.
I'm a little tardy, man. But I got here though. That's all that counts.
I hear you. What's cracking, dog? I mean, you're late. I mean, damn, show halfway over. I mean, we the networking politics, and you ain't said it. You know what? I ain't even got a chance to holler at my girl today. What's your name?
Yes.
What's up, baby?
Nothing.
What you got for me tonight? I know something happened with you.
Well, I thought I was going to happen with me.
Something always
happened
with you.
Ain't nothing happened. I've actually been having a peaceful week.
Oh, damn. Well, hey, we got a big problem there.
Really?
What the hell is that? Sound like a motherfucker getting tied up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, I'm sitting here speaking the same game, man.
That is my son.
Who fucking tied up?
Ain't nobody get tied. That's my son.
I said we have a crime to get committed.
that's your story. You gonna stick to it, huh? Hold on, see we got a new call on. Caller, what's happening?
What's good, boy?
Okay, Caller, what's up? I see my man Wick on here. What's up, doggy dog?
What's good, man? What's good, man?
Can't call it, man. Oh, Dizzle on the show tonight, too, huh?
What's that boy, Dion from Bottom Side? You already know.
All right. I'm just going through, checking out the list. Hey, I got a quick question for y'all, though.
What's the question?
Check this out.
All right.
How many of y'all would work for your ex?
What?
What?
If your ex was your boss, would you still work for him? Say your relationship broke up bad. Right? Your ex owns their own company. They offering you $5,000 a month to be their personal secretary. Would you do it?
Would you trust him enough
to do it?
You got to wear the skirt suit up? Oh, man.
With the little heels.
You got to take a dictation. You got to take dictation. I'm just asking the question, man. Sam, you ain't answering my question. You taking dictation?
What's your question, dog?
I can't hardly hear
nothing, man.
I said, man, you gotta take dictation.
Do I got what?
Hey, don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. Now, I don't think I'm gonna work for my. I don't think I'm gonna.
Ooh, she's killing him.
Somebody is in the heart of town. What in the hell? I mean, that girl was like, boom.
You told Hoppo to beat me.
No, seriously. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't work for my. I couldn't work for my ex if we had a fucked up relationship. What
five,
about you?
Five stacks.
For 5 racks a month, though.
5 racks a month.
Yeah.
Oh. I have to.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he did say 5 racks, though, didn't he?
He said 5 racks, man. 5 racks a month. I have to try to get along with that bitch for a minute.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right,
but now,
at least I get a couple of...
couple months, ain't to get about 10 racks.
Yeah, it ain't going to work. Hey, don't get me wrong. But I'll try to save as much as I can.
Honestly, I really think she's going to pay you 5 racks, though.
Man, it's a contract. We got somebody new to the show.
We got Dion. What's up, Dion?
What's good, baby?
What's happening with you, dog?
What's good, Zach? It's cousin Dion, boy.
Cousin.
Zach, man, stop playing.
Well, first of all, man, hold up.
Oh,
what's up, Dion?
You know who I am, right?
Right. I know who you are, brother. I know who you are. What's happening, fam?
What's up, man?
Nothing, man. What's good with you?
Trying to tune into this radio thing, dog.
Okay, all right, man. That's all love. Ain't nothing but love.
I be sending these little messages, man. I be trying to call up here and stuff, dog.
Oh, well, man. Ain't nothing but love. Ain't nothing but love, man. Well, now, my man proposed a question, man. He say, you broke up with your old lady and it was a fucked up ass breakup. But she say, come work for her as her secretary. She pay you 5 racks a month. Would you do it?
Yeah.
All day. All day. 5 racks sound good to me.
Do you think it's gonna work?
All right. Well, not. Okay. Hold up. I'm gonna go down the line. I'm gonna start my boy. Mm-hmm. Here, let me ask you. You really think she gonna pay you 5 racks? No.
Man, if we got a written agreement and she got a legitimate company, she got to pay me my 5 racks off the store. Real talk. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to get it some type of way.
Yeah, she got to pay
well,
mine, too.
So she might as well come up off of it if I did the work. You feel me?
Yeah, but, man, I mean, you can imagine, man, she going to demean the shit out you. She going to find you scrubbing toilets. I'm talking about them fucked up toilets. You know what I'm saying? She don't have you out that bad. You know what? Let me go to my ladies. Sweetness, let me ask you.
Yeah.
If you had a bad breakup with your guy, and you said, okay, I'm going to give you 5 racks to work for me, but y'all had a fucked up breakup, would you fuck him over?
Would I fuck him over?
Yeah, I mean, would you just make him do all type of fucked up shit?
Yeah, hell yeah, I would. Most definitely. Make his life a living hell.
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, well, I see we got Samantha on the line. Samantha, what's up, baby?
What's up?
All right, check this out. I mean, you and your guy broke up. It was a fucked up ass breakup. I mean, but you got this company. You told him you were paying 5 racks. A month to work for you. Would you fuck him over?
So?
You said
if
what?
If he fucked me over in the relationship, yeah, I'm going to fuck him over. He's going to work for that bad man.
But look, you gotta still do what, you know, make him do what's within the job description, though, or you could still be in trouble. You know
I tell you, you better read the fine print. She's going to have some bullshit in that motherfucker.
Right.
Any other duties? Any other duties as assigned?
See, that's how I know Janine. She be on that shit. See, she already know what the hell she are, what she gonna do.
She know how to word it and everything, huh?
Yeah, she know how to word it already. So I don't know, man. I mean, now think about it. Here you are, man. You sitting there. You know what I'm saying? You doing your clerical work because she asked you to be secretary. This motherfucker give you a plunge and get the nastiest toilet you could possibly see. It's just like, here, motherfucker, give you some rubber gloves and one of them little scrub things back in the day when we was in projects. You know, the little scrub thing. Come on, dog. You don't be like, man, I'm not doing this shit.
Yeah, that'd probably be the day I quit, man.
But couldn't that go both ways, though, since the relationship ended bad, Cass? Wouldn't you be thinking to fuck her, too? Some kind of way, get my 5 G's and fuck her some kind of way.
All right, so how am I going to fuck her, though? That's the thing. She's a boss.
Shit, fuck her.
Yeah, fuck her. That's it. That's
what got me in this goddamn predicament in the first place.
Yeah, man, that's what's going to get me out. That's what's going to get me out. Because every morning you get, well, this is what you're going to do. Now, this is what you're going to do. Bend your ass over that damn desk. Bend your ass over that desk right now. I know what to get you. I know what to get your ass. Get there at 8:30. By 10:30, I'm on my way home. The day is over. Okay, yeah, so I guess I would do that. But
you'll do it, man?
Yeah, I'll do it because I'm telling you, I'll be trying to fuck her every chance I get.
But get a contract.
But that's what she's going to be doing.
Get a contract.
I understand.
Get a contract.
That, man, five G's a month, dude.
Get a contract.
I mean,
make it legal.
And
read the fine print.
Two racks up front, too.
You know?
Two racks advance to start.
Let's say you need two in advance.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I two. But now you know she's going to make you put on that G-string and all that.
She's
going
to be like, hey, she's going to drop a pin like, pick that up for me. Teach him on his ass.
Oh, man, y'all crazy.
Welcome to the job, baby. Welcome to the job.
She got paid to pay. Father Kyle, could you come in here for a minute? I need you to pick that up for me.
So, I mean, you asked everybody time. Would you do it?
For 5 G's, man, I probably would, man. I'd probably put up with that bullshit, man. I probably would. I ain't going to even lie, man. That's a lot of money to leave on the table.
I put it this way. If you take that 5 G's, you put up with it for free for how long you was with the one that you broke up with. So 5 G's should be a breeze.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know what, Wick? That's a good ass point. You put up with that bullshit.
For free?
You put up with that bullshit for free. So
five G's? I can do it for 5 G's. Shit. I know how to fuck you up. I know how to get the hell away from you. Just give me my money. Fuck you, pay me.
I'll give you that one.
Oh, shit.
I'll give you that one. That's a good point. I ain't think about it like that.
So who is this giving out 5 G's a month, though? You know what I'm talking about? I need a job.
Right, cause I'm trying to meet her. I'm really trying to meet her.
You say you want to be the next ex.
Yeah. You getting 5 G's a month? Shit, I know. I'm shit, hey. I'm gonna be the boyfriend.
So you gonna get 10, huh?
Yeah, I'm getting 10. No, I gotta get more than 10. He gets 5, I gotta get 15.
Look here. Every time y'all see me, I'm going to tell you this is what I'm going to be telling y'all.
I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
Because if he hits 5 G's, I'm finna just kill the motherfucking game.
Samantha, what's up, baby?
What's up, boo?
What you doing?
Eating a piece of fish.
Eating a piece of fish? Huh? Eating some fish. You came on the phone.
Yeah, that's what you want to do, baby. Go ahead. I enjoy yourself.
Excuse me?
Hold on, baby. Now, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. You ain't got to be. Don't get hostile, all right?
No, you know, I'm never that. I'm the sweetest pie.
You sweetest pie?
Yeah.
All right, well, check this out. Since you sweetest pie, and you sitting over there talking about you eating fish.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I got to put that slow music on for you. See, so what else you feel like doing tonight?
Fish.
Shit. I don't feel like doing nothing
else. I said,
huh?
I'm cuddling up with my baby.
Cuddling up with your baby?
Yeah.
What if I told y'all I want to cuddle up with?
That'll be nice, but I ain't got one to go.
You ain't got one to what? I'll give you the sun, the rain, the moon. Now, don't you hear that music playing? Let's see what he's saying.
I don't even like that song.
You know what, nigga? Stop the music. Stop the music. I'm tired of this nigga already. She done started talking shit already. I don't like that song. we not even starting with her tonight.
It's like, right. That song he lying. He gonna give me the moon, the stars.
you gonna get kicked the hell out the car. That's what you finna get kicked. You get kicked out the car tonight. That's what the fuck finna happen to you. Get your ass out the car.
Y'all crazy. Boy, talk show.
Well, you don't like the song, man. This is what we gonna tell her.
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
Well, y'all is wilding out, man. Y'all is wilding out for real. Hey, Tom, let me ask you, man.
What up, dude?
All right, man. All right, check this out. Hey, oh, by the way, before I even get into this, y'all know SinCity.Spruce.com chat room tonight. Hey, I'm already on there. I'm sitting at back relaxing. Got my cocktail in my hand. Hey, you know we kick the live chat room. We have fun. We have a ball. So, hey, when the show over, y'all don't feel like going to sleep, y'all still feel like getting in, hit that chat room, sincity.spruce.com, all day long. Okay. So,
true that. What up, dude?
Hey, man, let me ask you something, man. You, considering, and I'm going to be a fair man. I'm going to be a fair man about this. I lost the bet. Teacher, I lost the bet.
Yes, you did.
See, now, I could have been a dirty motherfucker. Who the hell eating a candy bar now? God damn. Man, y'all motherfuckers be on here clowning. Y'all eating candy bar, fish. I mean, God damn. You know what, Ty, that one didn't kill my train of thought. I'm going to have to come back to you on that one. Hitch, when the next party coming out, man?
Man, we're going to be back at the link, man, January 7th, man. We're going to try to do this first Friday thing every month, you know what I'm saying? Get that popping.
Okay, so who is that, you and Dre Rose?
Yeah, y'all, me and the homie Dre Rose. You know, trying to, you know, bring, you know, the things we do down here now, we trying to bring it back to the D, because, you know, that's the hometown. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. For sure. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I'm feeling that. Hey, I'm going to tell you, that damn album release party, man, I was popped. I left out that motherfucker gone.
Yeah, I would have too, man. Yeah. I think, man, we had a good time up in there that night, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, we had a ball. We had a ball, man. Not me. Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, which because it hung up on me because I was just finna get on her. Samantha been hung up on me.
What up?
I'm popped out. Who the hell is that? Hollering what up? Okay, I'm at a loss now because I'm hearing people just hollering.
Who's in a car? Sound like somebody got their car door open.
I don't know. Sound like somebody. Mama telling them they better catch their ass to bed in the background. That's what the fuck sound. What the fuck you doing on the phone?
Hey man, what you Thomas? What's my name, dude?
You say what?
What's my name tonight, man?
Okay, all right, teacher. I lost. I bet it on the Bears to beat New England. I lost, so I got to call this old prick-ass motherfucker teacher tonight. He on some gay shit, y'all, but, dang.
What the
hell
you got to call him?
Man, for real.
Watch your mouth, man. Watch your mouth.
Oh, my God.
I got to call the
you
teacher
lost,
tonight because I lost
right,
the
you call
I lost
me teacher. Bed. Not only did you lose,
what
but
the?
They got blew the hell out.
All right,
they
man,
got blew
I
out so
you.
Bad, dude. They switched the game, man. I've never seen that before.
Whatever, man.
They took
the
game off the TV.
Right. I ain't taking it off down here.
Hell no, they should have.
Yeah, they just took that motherfucker off in the fucking third quarter.
They
just took that motherfucker off in the full halftime. Just took the whole fucking game off.
Played terrible.
Yeah, that was fucking horrible. That was fucking horrible.
Take a residency in there? You better not. Who all hit the challenge tonight?
I'm on that now, man. I'm already on that.
Right.
Hey,
what's up with it, fam?
Hey, man, I need some of them people down there, man. Hit that chat room, man. So you need to network politics, man. Let them know, man. SinCity.Spruce.com.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, you know, share it on FB, man. Get everybody, you know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, to come around to the site, man, and get down with it, man, because I like what I'm hearing, man. Y'all got me tripping over here, man. I think I'm going to be over here every Tuesday night, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man, it's every Tuesday and Wednesday. Every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay, that's what it do, man.
Oh, now, see, now I got to tell you. For some strange reason, they being nice tonight. They
say
it. Just being nice.
This is nice.
Oh, yeah, this is a mellow night. What you tell
man,
us name?
Come on, y'all
come
on here to get it cracking.
You think
they do that to Shy?
The name?
Who is that?
Yeah,
I'm
here.
That's what I say. They being nice tonight, dog. Trust me. Yeah, the conversations that go through this coming through here, man. But you know what, Janine? I had a conversation about you the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had a conversation about you the other day. And don't no woman believe what I said. Now, matter of fact, I got some people on here listening. I got people on here listening right now. Now, they ain't on the air, but they listening. I see the numbers. They listening.
Uh-huh.
And I told them, I said, man, her husband had to be the biggest fool I ever heard of in my life. Now, hold on here. Now, you gotta understand this. Now, I could probably tell you this, and you probably would look at me like, yeah, right. This woman, was giving her husband threesomes on the regular, whenever he felt like it. Whenever. And the man just didn't appreciate it.
Man, you got to be joking.
You know.
Janine, am I lying?
You're not lying.
Man, that's unheard of, man. Where he from?
And he was able to bring the woman home.
Janine, I appreciate you, baby. I appreciate you. I will. You know what I'm saying? From your head to your toes, I appreciate you. Shit.
I mean, dude, seriously. I mean, you don't mind if I tell one of your stories, do you?
No, you can tell it.
Okay, now, duh. She was actually taking this guy to parties. What kind of parties was they again, Janine?
The orgy parties.
Oh, wow. Right. The orgy parties.
What the fuck wrong with him?
Taking him to the orgy party. Letting him pick out. Go ahead. Go and pick one. Pick one. Which one you want? And the man did not appreciate this.
Say he had a problem with that, man. Something wrong with that cat, for real.
Now, you're welcome to go to onsincity.spruce.com and check out Janine's page. Now, you gonna tell me that not only is you gonna turn her down, she's also bringing someone else to the bed with you.
Damn.
Whenever you felt like it, like hey, I sure like a steak and another piece of pussy tonight.
Come on,
let me ask you, dog. Your woman walked through the door. Not even telling you. Just bring another woman in there.
Right.
Are you actually going to turn that down?
Oh, no, man. I'm all for it. I'm all in, man. Ain't no way.
That's like
an American dream right there, man.
Exactly. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I know, Janine. I don't mean to put you on blast, but I just got it. I'm just letting his know what this show is like and what type of people. So, now, she told us a story. She told us a story now. She said that the man, the little female that they had a while back, that the man, the girl called. She wasn't feeling it. So she sent him over there to hit old girl.
Right.
So, when you married her all over again?
Oh, man, come on, man.
Can we clone her?
We're going to have 2-3 weddings. Honeymoon, and we taking the girls.
Yeah, we need a couple more. Can we clone her?
Man, come on, man.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, tonight is nice. Like, Janine being nice tonight, man. I'm telling you, she's being nice tonight. See, I know what it is. A partner in crime ain't here.
Oh, Vada.
Yeah, Vada. And see, you can ask Candy a question right now, but she, we won't take her 2 hours.
I just don't have a problem seeing my man fucking another woman. I just don't.
Oh, my God. Can you say that again?
I love you.
Now, honestly, now this is what she's saying now. She had no problem seeing her man fuck another woman.
Right.
But this motherfucker didn't want to be there. He didn't appreciate that.
Man, something wrong with that dude, for real, man.
Got the wrong motherfucker. That's what that was.
I think it was too much for him. It was too much for him.
He was out his rabbit ass mind. His woman bringing other with. What the fuck you got to leave the house for?
Where you from, San Francisco?
He going to the liquor store and picking up pussy for you. God damn. And dinner
well,
ready.
And we had this one girl. Yeah, and I cook too. But I had
and
this one
ready.
Girl. And I had this one girl, I mean, we had been with her for so long. She would just come over after the club and just come spend the night in the bed with us. You know, I didn't care, you know. And he would just turn over, he would fuck or whatever. And sometimes if I wanted to, I did. If I didn't, I didn't. That stuff don't bother me.
May I say this again? I love you.
Shit. Oh, man. So what you think is, I mean, this is your first time on the show, man. Like I say, man, and trust me now, like I say, we ain't got the partner in crime here. We ain't got the partner. We got Candy. Candy just refused to answer any questions. I ain't gonna say she refused to answer. It just take her a little bit longer than normal to answer the questions.
You know, my brain don't move as fast as it should have when I was younger.
That's your brain on drugs.
I gotta get it right before I say anything.
I'm over here in amazement, man. I don't even know what to say.
No, that's
real. Oh, well, it was his loss. I'm sure I'll find another.
I'm sure you will, too.
I'm pretty sure you will.
Hey, everybody talking to me.
I'm volunteering my service for you. Shit, I'm volunteering my services for you. You can practice with me.
I tell you what, Janine.
Yeah.
Janine, if you go up to a guy and tell him that's how you get down,
mm-hmm.
you ain't gonna have no problems with finding somebody else. Trust me. It's one out of 100 that's gonna turn down that.
And that's the idiot.
Well, he's probably gay.
Yeah, that's why I tell you from San Francisco. Man.
That nigga gay.
I know that.
But like I said, Janine, anytime you want somebody to practice with, you can practice with me.
I think I might have to volunteer too.
There you go. Janine, you take applications? That's two of them that's ready to fill out some applications.
You know what I'm saying? I got a resume and everything.
just send me a message on my page. I'll get it.
Oh, most definitely.
SanCity.news.com. Hey, you need to get out there and just look at her pics, man. Just go on there and look at her pics.
You will know it's me.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I can't do it right now, though. Yeah, I am, though.
He's got somebody over his shoulder, like,
Yeah, sir.
So that ain't gonna be over, motherfucker. You get your ass right off this phone.
Yes, sir.
I hear them motherfuckers in the background. Tell her you're an entertainer, man. This is a part of your job.
This is
a part of your job. You're an entertainer, man.
Man, I say that every day, man. It don't mean nothing.
You better have your ass here at the end of that damn show. You entertain all the fuck you want to. You better have your ass. Matter of fact, I'm going to this show with you. Hey, man, let me ask you, man, how hard is it, I mean, doing what you do? I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure, I mean, you have been all over, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you didn't, you networking, you politicking, you trying to do all this stuff, trying to make it blow up. How hard is it to keep a relationship in this, man?
Oh, man, it's real hard, man. Man, you just don't know all the things, you know, that you go through, you know, because it's always, you know, that's what you want, even when it ain't what you want. That's what they say you want. You feel me?
Yeah, because you know, I've seen mama looking at you like, you better take a picture with him and him only.
You know, I had to tell her all the time, you know, I got female fans, just as well as male fans. You know what I'm saying? I could be in the studio, you know, all night, actually working on music. You know what I'm talking about? But hey, I done hit like 12 chicks. They'll tell it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, that's just how it is, man. But you know, gotta have some type of trust. You know what I mean? That's the only way it's gonna work.
Hey, let me ask you a question, man. It ain't really got nothing to do with relationships. It's just something I want to know. How long does it take from start to finish to put a whole CD together?
It just depends on, man, how fast you work, man. You know what I'm saying? It might take some cats, man, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and then it might take one cat, you know, a couple weeks. You know, Tupac did a CD in 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
What CD did in 2 weeks?
He did All Eyes on Me in 2 weeks, double CD.
Damn.
Yeah, it just depends on how fast you work, man. If you already got all your material together, you know what I'm saying, and you know where you're going with it. You know, some cats come in the studio, man, they ain't got nothing wrote, man. Take them hours to write a verse, man. I be laughing at those cats, man. You know what I'm saying? Because they just wasting their money.
Let me ask you one more. When you get somebody to appear on your CD, do you pay them, or do they get, like, royalties off that particular song?
Man, it all depends on who it is and the relationship y'all got. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, if it's somebody that, you know, that's big in the game and y'all don't know each other, then you might have to give them a little money up front, and then you got to give them points and royalties after that. But a lot of times, if you got a good relationship with each other, y'all just swap out work, you know what I'm saying? You pay when, you know, the record sale, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's all, man. Appreciate that.
I got a question. Can I be in the next video?
I wanted everybody in the last video. You know what I'm saying? But
I missed that one. Hey, I'm trying to get in the next video, man. I want to be in the next video.
It's all good. I got you, man. Next video I'm doing called Trap Shit. I'll be to the hood, you know, because I got to go to all the traps, all the old ones, all the new ones, whatever. You know what I'm talking about? And we can get it in.
Bet. That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to get in the video. I'm trying to have fun. Network of politics.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. That ain't nothing.
I can't dance in your video. I'm telling you that. I
don't even want you to dance. If you start dancing, I'm going to kick you off the motherfucking set.
you know niggas don't dance.
I can lean against the car and be real cool. Now, I can look cool. I can throw my hat on. I can look real cool, but I can't be dancing in no video.
Hey, that's right up my alley, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I can't.
Doing all that dancing, man, I'm going to have to send you to Atlanta, man.
I can throw my shades on. Take that, bad boy. But
be Diddy in the building.
I can't do all that, man. Look, that I can sit back with my shades on to be cool. But hey, I definitely want to be in the next video, man. Like I say, man, gonna put that on. CityDoc.com, man. Any video you got that you want to, you know, put on that, man, go right ahead, man.
I got you, fam. Now, I got to tell you this, too. I did just shoot a video, and I just edited it yesterday. I ain't put it up yet, so when I do, don't be like, oh, man, he told me I was going to be in the next when he played me, because that one was already done. So I got to tell you this.
Okay, because I should be like, motherfucker. Dirty motherfucker told me, sat there on my damn show and told me I was gonna be in the next video.
All right,
now that you told me, you know what I'm saying? But hey, is it anybody around here, man, that you ain't work with that you wanna work with?
Man, that's a good question, man. It's a couple cats, man, I ain't worked with yet, man. Like Philmo from the Grand family. Used to be with the Grand.
Right.
Yeah, I want to do something with Philmoe, man. Him and his guys, man, they call LOE. I want to do something with C Ghetto.
Oh, okay.
C Ghetto, man. I think, you know what I'm saying? I think he's a gutter, you know, grimy type of cat. You know what I'm saying? You know, so
right.
I kind of feel him. You know what I mean? Man, I'm trying to think, man. You kind of caught me on the spot. 'Cause it's a couple guys, man, that I want to do something with. Now, I done worked with Freddie, but I ain't worked with him on none of my stuff. I did stuff with him on his stuff, but I want to do something on some of my projects with him. Man, it's a couple new cats, too, man, that I want to work with, man. Some of the younger guys, man. D. Brown, I don't know if y'all heard of him, but he kind of hot. You know, he's a new cat, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. He got a couple videos up. Man, help me out, man. Throw some names out there, man. Tell you if I want to work with him or not, man.
What about my boy, man? What about my boy, Dave Ruffin?
Oh, yeah, man. You know me and David Ruffin, man. We go way back. You know, we actually had songs together back in the day that never got released. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, okay.
So that's a must. You know what I mean? That we do
okay,
something.
You know, that's my guy. That man, David, sat down, chopped it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know what? To hear you and him go at it, like on a song, man, that'll be tight.
Yeah, you know, we used to be on the same record label, man, back when the MCGs was together when we did that the Last Days EP.
Right. Okay, now let me ask you right quick. Let me ask you, is it going to be another MCG album?
That's the question of the decade right there, boy. You know, if it was up to me, man, it would have never stopped being MCG albums. So, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, you got to catch them cats and ask them, man, where they hard at and if they really still with this music. Because I'd have reached out to both of them and tried to get them on, you know, some new CDs. And it's like, man, I can't wait 5 months for the verse, man. You know what I'm saying? I give you a beat.
Right.
I give you the concept. You know, I'm expecting for you to get on. And you know what I'm saying? They be moving too slow for me, man. You know what I'm saying? But I always reach out to them and try to get them on every project I'm doing. And, you know what I'm saying, I've been trying to do another MCG project. But it's like, man, it's like they ain't got the, you know, the drive or the hunger to do this music like that no more. I don't know if it's, you know, personal things, family issues, or just no faith in it no more. Or what, I don't know what it is. But I would love to do another MCG album.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, man, it was a pleasure having you on the show, man. Like I say, we do this every Tuesday and Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Sin City Radio. Check it out, man. You got any last words you want to say, man, before we get off?
Man, I just want to say, man, I appreciate you having me on the show. Much love to everybody in the 219. G.I. stand up. I'm going to rep y'all till I D.I.E. G.I.E. till I D.I.E. You know what I'm talking about? Let's get it.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Janine, any last words, baby?
Good show. Check out my page. I'll probably be online.
Okay. Ken, any last words, baby?
Good show. talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Any last words, dog?
Much love to Sin City, y'all. Always fun. Janine, I love you, baby. I love you.
Tom, any last words, dog?
Michelle, man. Sin City. DotSpruce.com, y'all. Chat room, put up a page. Mingle with people. Check out Janine's picks, hits. Make sure you do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
All right, man, we out. You know, we got to take it out with this old school. We got to take it out with, now I ain't going to even say the old school, but it just bring back the old school to me, man. All right, y'all, we out.
This ain't no fairy tale, though, nigga. So don't get it twisted. I'm out. Burn one. It's your boy, kid. You know I'm a real nigga, right? So I'ma talk about niggas I really know. Know what I'm talking about? Yo, I feel like Elvis Taylor, Roy Levy, and all the OGs that came before me. From my hood, Ivy Gate, flipping work, grinding weight. I feel like Elvis Taylor, Roy Levy, and all the OGs that came before me. From my hood, Ivy Gate. Whipping work, grinding weight, born and bred, real nigga. Since all my life, I ran with real niggas.
other niggas if you hate me. Cause I was home by the best. Aim for the head, not the chest. Murk a nigga, execution style. Been laying suckers down just a juvenile. And when it come to work, I been had it. With little niggas packing cane like Bin Laden. Stacking paper, making moves, running capers, paying dues. I feel like Elvin Taylor, Roy Lee, and all the old OGs that came before me. From my hood, IBH, whipping work, grinding weight. I feel like Elvin Taylor, Roy Lee, and all the old OGs that came before me. From my hood, IBH, whipping work, grinding weight. I was 13, I saw my first eighth of key. I knew the dope game was the place for me. I run with killers, drug dealers, thug niggas. Yeah, I'm plugged with them. Get it right, I'm Ivanhoe affiliated. If I get them niggas in it, y'all gon' really hate it. A good fella, to the death of me. Mob niggas, put you to your death for me. I'm a G nigga, that's my pedigree. In the hood, I got more stripes than a referee. That gangsta shit, I got it honestly. They tearing down the hood, but they can't take it out of me. I feel like Elvin Taylor, Roy Lee, and all the OGs that came before me. From my hood, IBH, whipping work, grinding weight. I feel like Elvin Taylor, Roy Lee, and all the OGs that came before me. From my hood, IBH, whipping work, grinding weight. Nigga, what the bird? I got 10 of them. Got them bagged up, sell them like Eminem. And when we talking business, we use synonyms. You know, speaking cold, you never know who listening. I get easy money, that's why I blow it fast. I'ma triple that tomorrow, and I'm knowing that. I'm a hustler, my workers got workers. My goons got goons, and they gon' serve their purpose. I got so much snow, you can ski on it. Whip it up and turn yellow like I peed on it. Yeah, the D4 is all it pit. Never have you seen a gangster nigga like this. I feel like Elvin Taylor, Roy Lee, and all the OGs that came before me. From my hood, IBH, whipping work, grinding weight. I feel like Elvin Taylor,